The velocity statistics of turbulent clouds in the presence of gravity, magnetic fields, radiation, and outflow feedback, by Yue Hua al. The interaction of turbulence, magnetic fields, self-gravity, and stellar feedback within molecular clouds is crucial for understanding star formation. We study the effects of self-gravity and outflow feedback on the properties of the turbulent velocity via the structure function over length scales from approximately 0.01% to 2%. We analyze a series of three-dimensional, magnetohydrodynamical, MHD, simulations of star cluster formation. We find outflow feedback can change the scaling of velocity fluctuations but still roughly being in between Kolmogorov and Berger's turbulence. We observe that self-gravity and protostellar outflows increase the velocity fluctuations over all length scales. Outflows can amplify the velocity fluctuations by up to a factor of approximately 7 on scales approximately 0.01 to 0.2% and drive turbulence up to a scale of approximately 1%. The amplified velocity fluctuations provide more support against gravity and enhance fragmentation on small scales. The self-gravity's effect is more significant on smaller dense clumps and it increases the fraction of the compressive velocity component up to a scale of approximately 0.2%. However, outflow feedback drives both solenoidal and compressive modes, but it induces a higher fraction of solenoidal modes relative to compressive modes. Thus, with outflows, the dense core ends up with a slightly higher fraction of solenoidal modes. We find that the compressible fraction is fairly constant with about one-third on scales approximately 0.1 to 0.2%. The combined effect of enhanced velocity dispersion and reduced compressive fraction contributes to a reduction in the star formation rate. This was the velocity statistics of turbulent clouds in the presence of gravity, magnetic fields, radiation, and outflow feedback, by Yue Hua al.